Hi. I am so excited to be chatting with you. I am trying something different and I hope it works. My puppy is in the other side of the room looking at me right now very curiously. But everything so far is pretty quiet still in my house, so I thought I would just say hi and see if I could sneak in a podcast. It is the Sunday morning of Labor Day weekend, which is the official end of summer. Well, I guess it's the unofficial end, the like lunar calendar. Gosh, we have a couple more weeks left of summer on the lunar calendar, but for all intents and purposes, it is the end of summer. And frankly, it has been for a couple weeks now in my household. My kids went back to school 2 weeks ago. I went back to school this past week, and we are, one kid's already homesick, a colleague is out, and it's just been nonstop since we jumped back into the full swing of the semester. And so I'm really worried that I'm going to, you know, burnout. I'm not really sure how I'm going to keep up with the pace of things. My work schedule is really intense right now, and not like in the creative ways. There's sometimes where I'm really focused on the writing and research aspect of my job, and then other times I'm focused on the teaching and the administrative pieces of my job, and I'm really in one of those. And so it means just like fielding a lot of emails from panicked students and trying to sort out and find answers to some of their problems. And their problems range from, you know, really, really serious to some that are less serious, but certainly feel very serious to the student. So yeah, I've just been putting out a lot of fires. I feel a little bit like a firefighter, and it has me responding in ways that I haven't in a while. It really brings me back to those early days of my recovery. So I'm just checking in, you know, because of course, one of the things that grounds me is knitting. And so I have really had to, and I've never had to do this. There was almost a day I had to force myself to just like, take 10 minutes and like knit a row. Because there was almost a day that went by that I didn't knit, and I could kind of feel it in my mental health, which I know sounds a little extreme, but I hope to chat a little bit about that today. And so, yeah, I am really excited to be here. So for those of you who are just joining, my name is Holly. This is a knitting podcast about recovery. However you define that, it really is about thinking about all of the sewing and crocheting and knitting and spinning, anything that we do creatively to help us cope with a really challenging situation. And for me, recovery is a 12-step program. I'm an Al-Anon, and the challenging situation that I've been dealing with is my ex-husband's alcohol addiction and, you know, my own family history of the disease. So here I talk a little bit about how I use knitting to kind of help me stay in a place of serenity. And so of course you should take what you like and leave the rest. I'm not an official spokesperson for knitting, and I'm certainly not an official spokesperson for Al-Anon. I'm just sharing a little bit about how I get by, and yarn and meetings help me do that. So, knitting. I have cast-on-itis. I want to knit everything, and I think it's really reflecting the pace of work. My brain's really frazzled, and I'm really looking for those dopamine hits wherever I can. And so I like have 8,000 knitting sweater plans. Of course they're sweaters. Of course they're all color work. Of course they're all fingering weight. Why make it easy when I can make it hard? And I'm really trying to let myself enjoy that joy of planning and not get caught up in the shoulds or, you know, this is it, you know, the shame that this is irresponsible. I really should just focus on the projects I have on the needles, yada, yada, yada. Because I do have good projects on the needles, and I'll talk more a little bit about that. But for now, I'm just really trying to survive. And that means I need extreme joy. But I am looking ahead to the semester and being like, oof, how am I going to keep this up? What's the pace going to be like? How am I going to get me and my kiddos through this? And not just through it, like, how are we going to enjoy it? What am I looking forward to in the weeks ahead? How can I really, be responsive and not reactive in program language to really make sure that I'm not discovering old parts of myself that handled the crisis of addiction in my family, like that I'm not bringing that to the workplace, trying to solve everybody's problems, trying to keep everybody happy. There's like, you know, a lot of primal stuff in that, and I've got to just make sure I'm doing my job, and that, you know, that I'm doing it well, but that I'm not bringing all that extra emotional energy to the table. So knitting's helping me do that. I'm working on my striped sweater, so it very much feels like summer is still here when I work on this. It's this silk yarn, so nice, that I got at a summer sale at my yarn store last summer. So I'm doing okay. It's cast on. Only sat in my stash for a year. And the pattern is so amazing. It's from It's from Vera Valimaki's Stripes book, which is from Lina magazine. I think I mentioned this before, that I'm in a real knitting library book vibe. I bought this book this summer. I want to buy the new Lina magazine that's like Knitting Traditions, I think it's called. It's like Estonian knits. Ooh, they're gorgeous. Like, I just want to, you know, if purchasing hobby-related items is about a fantasy of my life, which I do think it sometimes is, the fantasy I have is that I'm able to read as well as make. I love books. I love yarn. I love puppies. That's sort of how I get by. And so, not surprisingly, my purchases lately have been that. But I bought this Stripes book. I have a tight budget. I'm sure I talked about this before. I'm a single mom. My ex is in a much better space with his addiction, so he is able to be a present father with the kids, but he's not really able to financially contribute or really be reliable childcare. So I kind of feel like I still can say that I'm doing this a lot on my own, even though it's wonderful, and I'm so grateful to the universe that he is back in our life in a positive way. But I guess I'm saying all this just because the book is not inexpensive. It was around $35 US, and that's a big investment for me. And so is yarn, obviously. I just, you know, I have a strict budget that I need to pay attention to. And so I bought this because I just kept going to the store and visiting it. And there's a sweater on the front of the book, and that's what I'm making. I just love it so much. It's like a tunic length. It's the silk stripey, really pretty, has pleats built into it, which I was really curious about how that worked. I was going to do my old sneaky, my mom would call it South Philly move, where I would just go to the store and read how they did it and then try and reverse engineer it at home. But I just bought it after like the fourth time of visiting it and like holding it in my hands in the store, I bought it. And I'm so glad I did. I think I'm going to knit like 4 sweaters out of this book. It's so good. I guess I really like stripes, y'all. Anyway, so I'm working on this stripey pleated tunic, and it's really pleasurable. It's just straight stockinette. You knit it sideways, which if you've listened to the podcast, you know I love a nice sideways sweater. construction. So the stripes are actually vertical rather than horizontal, which I think will be more flattering for my, you know, middle-aged mom body. And then, but there's a bunch of other really great sweaters in there. And so at this year's yarn store summer sale, I bought, and I can't believe I did this. Oh my goodness. I bought two sweater quantities worth of yarn. One is cotton, which I have a little bit of regret about. I don't really love knitting with cotton, but I do love the sweaters in this book. And one of them I think will be so nice. It's a summer, another stripey tunic from this book. And I'm going to save that for next summer. But then I got another fingering. Oh, this gorgeous. I want to say it's Dererum Natura. It's like merino and silk. Oh, it's so pretty. So I got a bunch of their fingering weight version of that. I think it's called, is it Penelope? Is it Antigone? I don't know. I keep swapping the two. One is a worsted weight and the other is a fingering weight. So I got the fingering weight. This part's important because I then confused the yarns, tried to buy more, and ended up getting the worsted weight. So now I have four random skeins of yarn that I don't need in my stash. Because I was being that, you know, really responsible knitter. I'm planning ahead for yarn chicken. I don't want to play yarn chicken on this stripey sweater, so I bought too much. And of the wrong weight. I should pay attention more. But again, to just round this out, I'm going to try and keep this short. I think the dopamine hit that I got from holding this beautiful yarn, even though it took a financial hit on my budget, is worth it. Because that mistake alone is just speaking a bit to how frazzled I feel. You know, I'm making a lot of mistakes in my knitting, which means I'm probably also making a lot of mistakes in the rest of my life. All of my attention is going towards these work, this intense work moment of back to school, where I feel like it's just nonstop email and nonstop people calling me or texting me for answers. And I, you know, that brings up a lot of panic for me that, you know, I need to have the right answer. I need to have the right answer right away. That it's my responsibility. And professionally speaking, some of the times it really is my responsibility to help these people, but I don't need to do it in a panic state. And I can sort of take some time to make sure that I'm eating and that I'm, you know, taking exercise breaks and walking and taking care of myself. And that includes knitting a few rows every day. Just to stay sane. So I'll just finish out by saying a little bit more of the cast-on projects that I'm working on. So I'm finishing up my tunic sweater. I cast on a baby sweater with this really beautiful yarn that I just told you about, the Dererum Natura. I think it's Antigone, the fingering weight. I've got this pattern for this gorgeous wraparound baby sweater. It's a little bit like a ballerina wrap. Oh, it's so pretty. And in this yarn, it's so pretty. But oof, the pattern. Oh, not pleasant. Not pleasant to knit. I'm not even going to mention it. I'm not normally a product knitter. I'm very much a process knitter. Like, I get inspired. I think you probably even just heard me say it. Like, I definitely love the picture of the striped sweater that I'm making on the cover of the Lina magazine book, but it was really the pleats that, like, drew me to it. Like, I wanted to figure out how to knit those pleats, so that's why I bought it. It was the technique. But this baby sweater is definitely a product knitting project because the pattern is just needlessly complicated and definitely takes some brain space to knit. So thank God it's a small little project, and I am a little bit on a deadline for it. So I only pick it up like when I have the brain power and I very much want to hold weekend space. Like, for example, yesterday morning, I was up with the dog. I had my coffee. I didn't want to sit in front of the computer. So I forced myself to take up a challenging project and try and figure out what the heck is going on in that baby sweater, and made some good progress. I figured it out a bit. The key is to leave myself good notes because I'm going to have to put it down. And, you know, it might be a little while before I have that kind of brain space again to pick it back up. So I'm really trying hard to leave myself some good notes on where I'm at in that. So I'm making the baby sweater. It's so pretty. Oh, it's going to be so good. And then I finished up my Lune shawl. It's so pretty. I sewed on all the tassels. It's so woolly. I wouldn't think I would want a woolly shawl like that, but oh, I'm so glad I made it. I took a picture and sent it to my knitting bestie. It feels like it's finished. So I did meet my goal for this summer of having my summer shawl. I finished my fancy cable socks, the Marie socks I was working on. They're so pretty too. So I needed a new sock, pair of socks on the needles. So I finally cast on the strawberry socks, which have been in my queue forever. I've had the yarn all set up. And so I'm really enjoying that. I think it'll go pretty quickly. I'm trying out shorty needles, like 9-inch circulars, which I know people, they're a little controversial. So I'll keep you posted. But so far, I like them more than I thought. So anyway, this is my quick check-in. I'm testing out to see if I can, you know, cut myself some slack and maybe show up here a little bit more regularly and try some new ways out of doing this. But already I'm like waffling on things for 16 minutes. So I'm going to stop and say goodbye now. I hope you're well. Thank you so much for listening. It just means so much to me to know that this community is here. And, you know, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I hope you're knitting. I hope you have beautiful materials to work with. And I hope I get to talk to you soon. Bye.